Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. Today, my guest is Dr. R.T. Kendall, who not only is a good friend, but probably my favorite Bible teacher. And we're going to talk about some of his new books, but we're also going to talk about current events and see where God is in all this. So first of all, welcome to you, Dr. Kendall. I appreciate you fitting me in on a call on your cell phone.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you, Steve. You're a special friend, and God has shown great favor to me by giving me favor with you.
For those of my listeners who don't know, Dr. Kendall, who comes from the state of Kentucky, got his doctorate at Oxford, which is a very prestigious university, of course, and ended up being the pastor at Westminster Chapel in London, not too far from Buckingham Palace. I've had the privilege of attending a couple of services there. He was there for 25 years, and then he came home to his homeland, America, and he is busy, busy, busy traveling, speaking, flying to different countries, and writing. Very, very prolific writer. How many books have you written altogether?
Well, Steve, that's like, I asked John Stott how many books he had written, and he said, that's like the sin of David numbering the people. And I don't know exactly how many. I guess, if I'm honest, between 60 and 70, but I don't know exactly.
Wow, and I don't know how many we've published. I'm going to guess half of that. A number of them were published in England first.
Well, I think you have done, somebody told me, 40 or so.
Yeah, that would be a little over half. And, of course, the first one and the book that probably impacted me the most was Total Forgiveness. It has impacted the lives of so many. And then your most recent book was Whatever Happened to the Gospel, which I really enjoyed because it's a good book. But I mean, with Luther and the anniversary of the Reformation, it was very timely. And now you've come out with a new one called Popular in Heaven, Famous in Hell. What's that about?
Popular in Heaven, Famous in Hell. Well, it all started 4 or 5 years ago. I was scheduled to preach at a particular church, and I felt led to bring a particular sermon. And I was nervous about it, and I called my friend John Paul Jackson. As you know, he's now in heaven. John Paul and I were very close friends. I said, John Paul, I'm going to preach at a particular church this Sunday, and I don't think it's going to be very popular at this church. And John Paul said, I always ask, will it be popular in heaven? I thought, well said. And I went ahead and preached it. Everything went fine. But I was gripped by that phrase, will it be popular in heaven? And I realized we should make decisions that will make the angels smile and the sainted dead rejoice. And then the other part of the title of that book came many years ago when one of my old mentors, Rolf Barnard, had a sermon that he called A Man Who Was Known in Hell. And it was based upon Acts chapter 19, where the sons of Sceva playing a game to cast out demons. And they'd go around saying, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, come out. And one day a demon answered, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And the idea of that sermon was to be known in hell. We're not known in hell because we don't disturb the devil. We don't do anything that terrifies Satan. And therefore, when I came up with the idea of doing what is popular in heaven, I thought of being famous in hell. I can never imagine anything more wonderful than to be a threat to the devil, and that I would be famous in hell. And that's been my goal. I'd rather be famous in hell than be famous on the earth. So that's the idea of the book. Popular in heaven, doing what pleases God. Famous in hell, doing that which is a threat to Satan's interest.
Well, that should be the desire of every believer, whether you're a renowned author and Bible teacher as you are, or just an ordinary Christian that nobody ever heard their name. That should be motivation. So I encourage people to read the book. And I want to talk to you about current events. You know, you are an esteemed Bible teacher. You're able to blend the Spirit and the Word in a way that nobody else can. But, you know, there's a lot going on in our country. We're very divided. A lot of people, it comes down to, do they like Donald Trump or not? And now, as we're recording this, is when all this hubbub is over Brett Kavanaugh and his confirmation to the Supreme Court. And, of course, this podcast will be online for a long, long time. And I don't want to talk so much about the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation, but tell me, how can a believer take the things that they read in the Bible, that they're trained in church, and put it into effect, and how it affects our understanding of current events, how we get involved? Just talk to me about that from your perspective.
Well, as you may know, I have avoided politics when it comes to my own preaching. In 25 years at Westminster Chapel, I never once entered into that arena, nor have I written on the subject. I don't know that I've got it right by not doing this. I can't say to you that God told me not to go into politics. It's possible that I'm just trying to be too nice, or maybe I'm being fearful. But I do have views, and I will answer any question you want me to answer. At the moment, I just pray that Judge Kavanaugh does get endorsed. I think it's a brilliant choice by President Trump. And what is going on at the moment to derail him, to me, is from the satanic world. Satan doesn't want anybody like that in the Supreme Court. And it would give a great advantage to the views that are most closely akin to Scripture. So I've told you now what I think, and you can continue on asking whatever you like.
Well, I think that's very interesting insight. And, you know, you've been a Bible teacher, you've been to seminary. I'm a journalist by training and an observer of what's going on. I also come from a Pentecostal background, and Pentecostals in World War II were actually pacifists. A lot of people don't know that. That had pretty much ended by World War II. And I remember reading one time, they asked somebody high up in one of the Pentecostal denominations what their view was of nuclear disarmament. And they said, well, they had no official position on nuclear disarmament, but the writer observed that the denomination did have a view on playing sports on Sunday. And I've always remembered that as a very helpful way to say, you know, sometimes Christians focus on these little things like, I mean, which is more important to mankind? Playing sports on Sunday or, you know, facing the threat of nuclear war. And it's like either Christians are totally into the social justice, political activism kind of thing, or they withdraw into their little prayer groups. And, you know, it's kind of like, Jesus, come quickly. We're just sitting here quaking, waiting for you to take us out of this mess. I personally think that, first of all, the worldview is not Christian at all. And one of the reasons I wrote God and Donald Trump was I felt there was an untold story about God's hand in this election. It was absolutely untold, and I've been able to talk about it on secular media and a lot of other places, and that is exactly why I wrote the book. It wasn't just to sell books or whatever reason somebody might have to write a book. And I've been amazed that some of the things I said in the book, such as some of the prophets, there were several prophets that said, Donald Trump will be elected, and it looked impossible, and it has come to pass. You know, that's controversial even among Christians. I mean, there are whole segments of the Protestant church that don't believe in that at all and are very critical. I expected to get lots and lots of pushback. Interestingly, I haven't, and it's not because I've kept my light under a bushel. I mean, it's out there. I've been on media. As I've reflected on this, I believe that when the gifts of the Spirit and things like prophecy are true and pure, people kind of actually respect it, even if they don't agree with it. What do you think?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I think you and I are pretty much on the same page.
Well, good. Well, I just think that when we deal with these issues, and I've recently done a couple of podcasts with some of my Christian leader friends who are very, very much in the ebb and flow of politics and have even met with the president and at different times and so forth. I just thought it was interesting to talk to someone like you who sees it from such a different point of view and whose ministry has been so different. And I just want to tell you personally how much I admire you and respect you and how much Joy and I have appreciated our friendship with you and your lovely wife, Louise. And I've even got to know your kids and your grandkids. So it's a wonderful family, and God bless you. And I just pray that He gives you many, many more years. The body of Christ needs you now more than ever.
Well, you're very kind. You said you were going to have a birthday for me, July 13th, 2035, when I'll be 100. Remember?
Listen, I hope I live that long and absolutely will have that birthday party.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. R.T. Kendall. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'm happy just to say what I've already said. I feel very blessed of God to have you and Joy as friends. And you've opened up doors for me that would never have been opened. I never dreamed that that would happen. And then for those who don't know, you've affected me in a wonderful way at the physical level, because a number of years ago, I got a wake-up call that I need to get in shape physically. And you began to give me exercises to do. Do you know what? I do them every day. And I call it Stronger with Strength.
That's funny.
And you suggested that I get a trainer, which I have in Nashville, and I have no doubt that I could not travel like I do. At the moment, I'm 83 years old, the busiest I've ever been in my life. Next month, we go to the Middle East, come back, then go to Shanghai, come back, then go to Korea, and then to England. And I've never been so busy. I couldn't do this if I weren't in shape physically. And I believe God has used you to bless me at the physical level as much as he has to open doors for me in my ministry. So if you want a last word, that's it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm a little surprised. I work out with a trainer too and try to eat right to keep my own energy level up so I'm not tired all the time. And really, that's a good word. God made people to have wonderful, healthy bodies, and we should take care of them. It's like the fellow said, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. So that's good advice and kind of a unique way to wrap up this part of the podcast. And right after this word, I'll be back with another message to my listeners. Stay tuned.
Liberty University's mission of training champions for Christ is so much more than a vision. It's a calling. Faculty and staff don't just train exceptional CEOs, therapists, and pilots. They train exceptional professionals in hundreds of fields who want to impact the world for Christ. Discover how Liberty students are following God's call and how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus at liberty.edu/champions.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned. My interview with Dr. R.T. Kendall was a little bit different, but I hope that you got something out of it. And every podcast that I do leading up to November 6th, I'm talking about my new book, Trump Aftershock, which I'm very encouraged is starting to take off. And if you haven't already, I hope that you will buy a copy in advance. Walmart and Sam's have both bought huge quantities. And that very first week, or maybe even the week before, because the book will be out a little bit early, if you go by and shop there, you'll see it prominently displayed. It encourages these booksellers to sell Christian books when people actually buy them. And I hope that it's something that you want to read. I believe that it's a very important book. I believe that it documents President Trump's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. That's what it says on the cover. And you can find out more about it at the website, www.trumpaftershock.com. And let me close by just saying thank you again for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.